be. It's a feeling of mine-ness. My Krishna. Let me give you an example from this room. We have a child there. Imagine this bambino would now feel some great discomfort and begin to scream. All of us would feel, what a disturbance. Except for one person. That is the mother who has a feeling of mindness towards the child. The mama would feel, my bambino has some discomfort. I must solve it immediately. Everyone in the room would be disturbed about the crying of the child. But not the mother. So, in the same way, we need to relate to Krishna in this feeling that we feel, my Krishna. Mio Krishna. If we have this Mio Krishna, we feel connected to Krishna. We will feel tied in our heart to Krishna. We will feel, oh Krishna, I want to serve him. He needs my service. But if we are always so distanced, then we will not feel anything to Krishna. Like, you know, this mother is a good example. She feels something towards her child because of that feeling of mindness. It's something very deep. It's no longer on the feeling of the mind. Where you feel sometimes disturbed and sometimes attracted. No, this feeling is deeper. It's in the citta, in the consciousness. And there this relationship cannot be disturbed. Even when the mother feels that her little child is kicking her, she feels, my little child, my mio caro bambino. Yes, piccolo. Yes. I'm trying to learn Italian. This, therefore, Prabhupada always said, Krishna consciousness, it shouldn't be on the platform of the mind only. It should be deeper. It should be in the consciousness. So that even when we go through troubled times, it doesn't change our relationship to Krishna, because we know whatever Krishna sends is all right. He means well. He's Mio Krishna. Now the easiest way to develop this deep type of Krishna consciousness, which will release that river of energy in you, that happens through devotional service. You are mostly our congregation who lives around Prabhupada Desh. I want to encourage you to see how you can serve in Prabhupada Desh. How can you do some service to the deities and the devotees? You will see, when you do service, you leave the theoretical platform and come to the practical platform. It's not enough to say, I'm a devotee of Krishna. You will only make this sentence alive in your life if you do service for Krishna and the devotees. Please find out how you can do some service here for Krishna. You will see how the river of love will start to flow in your heart. I would like to conclude this little lecture with a practical example which I learned in Sridhar Mayapur at the sacred bank of the river Ganga. It was 30 years ago when I was young and innocent. Prabhupada had just given a lecture about how important it is to render devotional service to Krishna. And he became very emphatic during this lecture. He said, we must serve Krishna because we are his servants. Are you not afraid of death? Everything which you create here will be destroyed by death. Only your service is an eternal investment on your spiritual bank account. But then he stopped. He said, what can we give to Krishna? He has already everything. Everything is his. We can only give him our love. And then that was the end of the lecture. I was going deep in thought to the River Ganga. I took my bath in the River Ganga and then sat on the bank to think about what I had just heard. All of a sudden I noticed a Bengali pilgrim was going inside the Ganga. He took his bath. But then he didn't get out of the Ganga. He stayed in the Ganga. He took his hand like this, took a little Ganga water, and began to offer it to Mother Ganga by chanting, Ganga cha jamuna chaiva gauravari sarasvatim. And then he poured it back into the Ganga. Far out. Maybe he just did it without any intention. But he did it a third time. And a second time. Then when he did it a second time, I thought, what's the use of this? I mean, if he takes Ganga and offers Ganga water back to the Ganga, what present is this? It's as if Ananda Gopal, the devotee before me, takes my glasses from me and says, here, a present, take the glasses. I would feel frustrated. This was already mine. If you want to give me a present, please be creative. Yes. So then I watched a third time. The pilgrim took again the water, offered the water to Mother Ganga, like this, with three circles, and then and then, oh yes, I began to understand. This was what Prabhupada was talking about. Everything belongs already to Krishna. But we can offer him something with our amore. Yes. I thought this was the point. So, my dear devotees, please think like this. Take your body and your mind and your money and your talent and your intelligence. It belongs already to Krishna. And give it to Krishna. With amore. With the feeling of my Krishna, this is for you. Please accept. And if you learn this a little bit, if you do this in your life, you will all of a sudden see a miracle. The river of energy, which is now dammed, and as a result makes you so blocked in your life, becomes open and begins to flow. Yes, you will see this. And you will feel so Slobodan. Slobodan means free. So natural. Almost like a little child who is not so edited anymore. So you know, thousands of educational complicated rules and regulations. Those who knew Prabhupada, they felt like this. He was like a little child in some ways. So natural, so free. And so, the river was flowing. Hare Krishna. Now you are looking at me, and I am looking at you. Krishna consciousness, very easy. Yes. If you would like to read in your own time about this wonderful prayer of Queen Kunti, you should read it in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Eighth chapter, verse 42. Krishna. Now let me make a personal comment. I have now given you a lecture. I have thought about the lecture, I've made notes. I've talked like a person who has a concept to you. I've given this type of lecture at other places. Let me now tell you what I personally think about this subject. I don't want to come just like a formal lecturer into this temple, because I feel we are all devotees. We are one family.
Io non voglio venire semplicemente come uno che dà le lezioni formali in questo tempio, perché noi siamo
You are not a university crowd. You are doing the same thing as I do. Yeah, as I said, we are brothers or relatives, close relatives. My dear devotees, I have seen that this is really the point. This simple, Prabhupada so often said, love of God. If we would feel something of this love, our heart would not be so shrunken. We wouldn't feel so much pain and worries about the future. If we would feel this love, we wouldn't have political differences of opinions which become problems in our interaction. See, love is always something which overcomes separation. And love is the only way you can know another person. Because only if you love the other person, the other person will let you, allow you a glimpse into his real thinking. Krishna is the same in this regard. In the Gita he says, I can only be known by love.
What was it? Bhaktyamang
abhijanati javan yaschasmi tatvataha. Only in this way we can know Krishna. Otherwise, what are we doing? Only building some concepts about Krishna. Constructions of the mind. Constrizione of a complicatissimo mentale. Thank you, Chitra. You are saying it wonderful. Yes. 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 It doesn't touch the reality. We cannot know spiritual life in any other way. It's just like a blind man who cannot know just by hearing some words. There was this one blind man. His friend told him, milk tastes so nice, you must taste milk. The blind man asked, what is milk? His friend said, it's white. What is white? Well, white is like the foam of milk. I have not seen. Yeah, said the friend. Well, white is like the feathers of a flamingo. What is a flamingo? What is a flamingo? So his friend said to the blind man, here I show you. And he made with this, like this with his hand. No, said the blind man. I will not drink milk. It will get stuck in my throat. Because it's like this, huh? Yeah, so how can we know by words? Something we can know, some direction we can know. But the real thing is something which we have to experience. I remember once how a devotee asked Prabhupada, how does Krishna look like? And Prabhupada showed at a picture of Krishna. And then he said, and then Krishna looks like this, and when you see him, you will see he looks totally different. No painter, even the best painter, can paint a body made of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. How will you paint it with the colors of the world? Yes. So Krishna can only be known by love, and this love is nothing else than, you know, freeing what is originally there. So I somehow have, you know, at least theoretically understood this. And it has made a great difference in my life. I have become much more simple. I'm more interested in things of the essence. I'm not at all advanced in loving Krishna. You are much more advanced here, but I can see by your singing and dancing, so much wonderful Krishna consciousness you have. But just to know this gives my heart peace. Yes. Hare Krishna. Okay, child, it's okay. So I would suggest we make a little pause now, an active pause. You should discuss with each other. After 5 minutes we are ready to kidnap you to Vrindavan by showing this slide presentation to you. If everything works, we will also have a special guest who talks with you in Italian language. So make sure you are back here in 5 minutes. We will not start without you. Krishna. Thank you.